With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Political ads for Montana's 2020 race for governor have appeared on Facebook at least 760,000 times since the start of the year. But Montana Public Radio found nearly all the candidates running for the office did not follow state rules for disclosing details about those ads to the public. MTPR's Corin Cates Carney reports.
Social media advertising offers a large and sophisticated way for politicians and political activists to target and influence voters. Much of that machine-optimized political speech in recent election cycles is happening on Facebook. That can include notices for upcoming events, attacks on political opponents, or, like in this video from Republican Albert Olszewski, asking voters to volunteer while standing in a field shooting a rifle.
Would you like to join my team? Shoot me a text.
Montana Public Radio reviewed each political ad in Facebook's archives that candidates bought in the gubernatorial race from January through September of 2019. There are more than 120 ads. Each one shows demographic information about the people it was shown to, including age, gender, and the state they live in. MTPR's review showed that when it came time for candidates to report required details about spending on those ads to the public on disclosure forms, most didn't. Jeff Mangan is Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices.
We need to continue to remind candidates if they're spending money, if they're having a paid political ad, a paid political communication on any medium, they need to report it as the law and the rules of Montana State.
After MTPR reached out to the Political Practices Office about the discrepancy in Facebook ad spending, Commissioner Mangan sent a memo to all political candidates in Montana, reminding them, quote, "They have the responsibility and obligation to understand and comply with all Montana campaign finance laws." The November 4th memo tells candidates to turn in amended disclosure forms to include all social media advertising expenditures.
Facebook and social media advertisement, banner ads through Google, are a fairly new communication in Montana's political scene, and we just need to do a better job of reaching out to those candidates and making sure they understand what needs to be reported.
Mangan says state law requires candidates to publicly report their social media spending just like they disclose buying TV, radio, or print advertisements. The law requires candidates to say when and where the ad was shown and a brief summary of what the ad said. Lee Banville is professor of journalism at the University of Montana and author of Covering American Politics in the 21st Century. He says the main point behind requirements on political advertising disclosure is to let voters know how candidates are trying to influence them. But he says not all ads are the same.
To simply call something, oh, I'm spending money on advertising, at this day and age is not really much disclosure. Because if you're putting an ad in a newspaper, that is very different than using our psychometric data to specifically tailor a message that's there to influence me in a much more profound way.
Facebook ads are shown to users based on pages or friends they like, information on their Facebook or Instagram profiles, and the location they connect to the internet. Ads also target users based on other websites they visit or shop on.
That is a powerful piece of media. That is a powerful piece of political communication. And to say, like, that's the same as, you know, printing a poster that we're going to, like, stick on a wall somewhere that someone may or may not see, to make those equal is to really ignore the last decade of history.
Banville says Montana's campaign disclosure policy of treating all ads the same regardless of platform is seen almost everywhere in the country. Political Practices Commissioner Jeff Mangan says he's open to seeing that change.
Personally, I'm not a fan of micro-targeting at all, and hopefully the legislature and other will take a look at that in future sessions. But today, they just have to report how much money they're spending on the ads, the time period it ran, and a detail as far as what the ad was about.
Montana Public Radio's review found details about candidate Facebook ad spending by gubernatorial candidates in both political parties were not properly disclosed to the public. That includes ad details in the campaigns of Democrats Mike Cooney and Casey Schreiner, and Republicans Greg Gianforte, Tim Fox, and Albert Olszewski. The Cooney and Olszewski campaigns told MTPR they were working with the Political Practices Office to update their disclosure forms. The Fox campaign said it was already fully reporting its expenses, but that didn't line up with the state's log of reports. The other campaigns didn't respond to MTPR's request for comment. Democrat Riley Neal has not run any Facebook ads, according to the company. Democrat Whitney Williams is posting ads to Facebook, but she joined the race after the most recent campaign finance reports were due. Since MTPR started its reporting, campaigns have provided additional information in public disclosure forms about their political Facebook activity. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.